Radio Live Business News with Westpac, helping businesses grow.
All right, Bernard, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Hey, straight to these numbers around the economy. Pretty good numbers today.
Yes, we got figures showing the economy grew jobs by 35,000 in the September quarter. Now, that's 1.4% growth. That's actually almost three times faster than what the economists were expecting. However, that didn't translate into a big drop in unemployment. Normally, when you get lots of new jobs created, that soaks up unemployed people. But actually, in the New Zealand economy at the moment, we've got lots of net migration coming through and also plenty of people who are aged over 65, either rejoining the workforce or staying in the workforce. And so that means that unemployment actually only dropped by 3,000 people, and wage inflation was remarkably weak. In fact, some measures showed it actually fell in the September quarter. So, very strange situation. Very strong jobs growth, but it's not translating it into lower unemployment or higher wages.
The other thing is, two things that really I'm focused on here is, you know, low wages. You know, it's not, as you quite rightly say, it's not really, moving across to higher wage packets. The other thing is youth unemployment, stubbornly high still.
Yeah, this is a real worry. That NEET rate, or not in education, employment, training, or training, which is one to really watch. If you want to understand, you know, how are the young people of New Zealand doing in this jobs market? Is this economy really delivering for people who are perhaps not doing so well, young people as they join the workforce? How are they doing? And actually, they're not doing that well out of all these extra jobs that are being created. A lot of those jobs are going to relatively new migrants, people on temporary work visas, people who are international students, and people who are already in the workforce who maybe would have left but decided to stay on. Now, that's it's great to have a growing economy. It's better than the other way around. But you do have to ask yourself the question, is this economy growing the wealth of everyone, and in particular those people who need to, you know, perhaps get off a benefit, start a new career, and certainly solve some of the government's problems? Remember, the government's very keen on this social investment thing where it invests money in people to, you know, get off a benefit of some form into work. Well, actually, most of those jobs are going to migrants and to people who are over the age of 65, some of whom are actually already collecting a benefit, the New Zealand Super.
Exactly. Just very quickly, whole milk powder, the price is up today, 19.8%, so almost 20%. If this carries on, farmers will be in for a bigger payout, won't they?
Yeah, north of $6 a kilogram. That's great news for farmers, given that the break-even is generally seen around about $5.20 a kilogram. That will be the first profitable level of payouts in 3 years. So fantastic news for the Taranakis, the Southlands, the Canterburys, the Waikatos and Northlands of the world that really watch that payout closely.
Good on you, Bernie. Always appreciate your time on the show, mate. 20 minutes away from 6.